You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fippola at Inkney with your local newscast. Residents in Idaho's Teton Valley may soon have some more assistance when it comes to the affordability crisis ramping up in the region. Teton County now has its first local housing director. And as KHOL's Hannah Merzbach reports, he comes with a background both in building and making bread.
Jared Peffer has spent over two decades in the valley in construction, but he's also a world-renowned baker and a former owner of 460 Bread, an artisan bread company in Driggs. A 20-person operation, Peffer says he watched all of his employees experience housing instability.
It really brought home to me how housing is never just about housing and how housing is the thread that runs through so many parts of our community.
Now taking the helm of the Teton County Joint Housing Authority, an organization created 5 years ago, Peffer says one goal is to accelerate development. Partnerships with private builders are underway, and the organization could even start creating housing itself. A recent housing needs study found that over 1,500 new homes could be needed in the next few years, since home prices have recently doubled and in some cases tripled.
Teton Valley is a small place in a big world with really unique amenities like Jackson. We have mountains, we have clean water, we have fresh air, we have fishing, we have skiing.
Peffer says the Teton Valley housing crisis might not be Jackson level yet, but with more people appreciating the outdoors, it could be headed in that direction. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
What are some of the challenges when it comes to preserving Native languages on the Wind River Reservation, and what's being done to pass those languages down from generation to generation? Those questions are at the heart of an upcoming talk in Jackson titled Protecting Languages, Preserving Cultures. The event will include a clip from the movie Bambi in Arapaho and a panel discussion with experts working in the world of tribal education. Eastern Shoshone tribal member Lynette St. Clair is an Indigenous education consultant and will speak on the panel. She says she's cautiously optimistic about the role of technology in preserving efforts, but hopes there can be more conversations about how AI might compromise the integrity of Native languages.
As a tribe, I think we have to start thinking of ways in which we'll be able to protect our language from people coming in and using it in a way that it's not meant to be used.
The free event is part of Central Wyoming College's Tribal Talk series. It'll take place at the Center for the Arts in Jackson next Monday. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.